Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my love, and welcome back to part two of our series, Unveiling the Shadow Mother. In part one, I gave you an overview of who the Shadow Mother is, what gifts and challenges her Mother Change archetype has. And if you haven't already, go take the Mother Change quiz. It's 2 minutes long, it's super fun, and you'll get to learn how pregnancy or motherhood has transformed and initiated you. And this is important because the mother change seeds so much of who we are and what power we step into as we move in to the middle portion of our life. It becomes the foundation for the work that we do in the world, that sacred work that we hold so dear. And Shadow Mother is a tender archetype. She's been initiated to motherhood through the loss of a pregnancy, whether she chose that loss or it simply happened to her. That loss rips her apart, and in that void comes quite a few profound gifts. Shadow Mother is the compassionate one. She's the wise one. She's the one who holds space for us when we walk in the darkness. And I know all of this because I'm a Shadow Mother myself. So today, we're going to be talking about witnessing the Shadow Mother, helping her get seen. Because this is the first and probably most important challenge that Shadow Mother has to overcome. So whether you are a Shadow Mother yourself, or you're someone who knows women who have been pregnant, who might be pregnant, whether those are mothers, sisters, daughters, friends, you need to hear this episode because you want to know how to show up for them. Because that's one of the challenges that Shadow Mother faces, is that she feels unseen and she feels, oh gosh, she feels so alone and so isolated. Now, at the end of October, I'm going to be opening up a program called Shadow Mother Empowerment. You can find out more about this at uncorporette.com/Shadow Mother Empowerment. And before I dive into helping her get seen, I just want to talk about why I'm doing this, because you might have listened to some of my episodes that are on feminine wisdom and leadership, or starting a sacred business that is aligned to your soul. And now you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Rachel, like, why are you teaching about loss? And why do you want to empower the Shadow Mother? Well, here's the thing. We all come to our motherhood in different ways. And these initiations, they do things to us. They change us. They empower us. Shadow Mother needs a little extra help to get to the place of empowerment because she first has a healing journey to complete. But when she does, she's actually one of the most powerful archetypes. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But her challenge is that she's simply not seen. She's just not seen. And the reason for that is that as a society, now I don't know where you live in the world, but if you're in the United States, if you're in North America, Western society, we're not great at dealing with death. We're not super connected to it. We don't talk about it. We're not encouraged to talk about it. We like things to be happy. You know, it's not fun to talk about death, but the reality is that it comes for us all at some point. It just happens to come earlier for the Shadow Mother. She's forced into the wilderness when she should be welcoming life. And this makes her uniquely equipped to support the rest of us when we eventually walk in the shadows, because it's a matter of when, not a matter of if. And it's very appropriate right now. It just started thunderstorming here in Austin, so the skies are dark and ominous, and you might hear the thunder in the background. And I feel like this is a perfect drop for the Shadow Mother, because when she experiences her loss, this is pretty much what every day feels like for her. And yet, when we as women get pregnant, we are often encouraged not to share the fact that we're pregnant until we're past our first trimester. Because that's the danger zone, you know? God forbid somebody should know that we're pregnant and then we should have to tell them that we lost our baby. Well, I mean, that's really priming us to go through loss alone. And in fact, that's what happens to so many women. And because it's not something that we talk about, we feel like we shouldn't talk about it. It's taboo. You know, one of these days we'll get into a conversation about choosing to end pregnancies. And, you know, I have lots of opinions around that. Certainly, most women do not want to go out there and talk about their choice to end their pregnancies. But even if they don't choose the pregnancy loss, it's still an uncomfortable topic. We don't know what to say. We don't know who to say it to or how to say it. And we certainly don't know how to ask for help, because the Lord knows the Shadow Mother needs it, or Goddess knows, Spirit knows, science, whatever you want to call upon when it comes to support. So the thing is, when we think about grief as a society, grief really needs to be witnessed. And in traditional cultures, grief was witnessed. It was. It was just part of society because we lived close by death. We raised our animals. We killed our animals for food. People got sick. Children often died young in childhood. So grief and loss was much closer to us. It wasn't as sanitized as it is now. And in some Scandinavian cultures, for example, if a woman lost her child, her spouse, a parent, she would put ashes on her face. She would go out into the streets and she would scream publicly. And everyone walking by would know this is a woman who is grieving. And they would watch her. They would witness her. And then they would go care for her family. They would go bring meals. This was baked into society. Grief was always around, and so it was witnessed. The power of witnessing grief is that you give the person who is grieving permission to feel. You give them permission to move that grief through their bodies. Now, the element of, you know what, actually we'll talk about that in the next little podcast on healing. Let's stick now just to the witnessing. But here's the thing. If we don't ever see the Shadow Mother, we can't empower her. If we don't see her, we can't empower her. Because she has gifts. But in order to get those gifts, to activate them, she has to be seen. Because she has to heal first. And she has to feel first empowered within herself before she can feel empowered in the world. Now, when I lost my daughters, I remember I felt alone. I felt wounded. I felt like no one understood me. And to be honest, most people didn't really reach out. I remember after I lost my daughter, Rebecca, I had one wonderful girlfriend who I love dearly. And when she found out I was pregnant, she called me right away. She was so excited and happy for me and wanted to talk all about it. And after I lost Rebecca, this was almost a year ago, I heard from her a couple months later. And she said something like, you know, I'm so ashamed that I didn't reach out to you because I didn't know what to say. And I couldn't wait to talk with you when the news was good, but I just didn't know what to say when the news was bad. She felt terrible about this. And to be honest, I felt so much compassion for her because no one had ever trained her in what to say or how to support me. It wasn't her fault. But the question was it mine? Now, for Shadow Mother to receive the support she needs to be seen. That's why when I got pregnant with Rebecca, I immediately told everybody. I told all my friends because I knew if I was going to go through another loss, I wasn't going to do it alone. So when I did lose her, I immediately told everyone that too. I told them, I'm going through another loss. I need you to hold space for me. I need you to send me food. I need you to check on me. I was specific about what I needed, but I couldn't do that unless I was seen. In moving through that, I've been able to claim all of the gifts that have come with being Rebecca's mother and losing her and healing from that loss. But again, I had to be seen. My grief had to be witnessed because it made it acceptable for me to move through that process. So if you are a shadow mother, know that if you are feeling invisible, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. That's the norm. And you probably don't know how to make yourself feel seen in a way that feels safe for you. Because let's be honest, when you're feeling wounded, the last thing you want is to be seen. You know, when a dog is wounded, it cowers in the corner. It doesn't want to come out and play. You need help. And that's okay. I did too the first time around. I mean, heck, I needed help the second time around. I just knew how to ask for it in a different way. And if you're not a shadow mother and you don't know what to say, that's okay too. You haven't been taught. Most of us haven't. That's okay. But I'm here to teach you. So whether you're a shadow mother who's ready to move through this initiation, and it doesn't matter whether you lost your pregnancy a week ago or 3 decades ago, it doesn't matter because that loss is still a loss. And there is power and gifting that is waiting for you on the other side. So whether you feel healed, but deep down you know that there's some more to process, and you feel like something maybe isn't quite in alignment in your work, in your self-expression, I encourage you to come join Shadow Mother Empowerment. And if your loss is raw and you feel isolated in this moment, please come join Shadow Mother Empowerment. I will be opening this group of women in late October. And we will be meeting once a week to do live teachings and support to talk all about how do you move through your unique motherhood initiation? How do you move through the act of trauma? How do you heal from it? How do you get yourself seen in a way that feels safe? And finally, how do you claim the gifts that come out of your crucible? Because I promise you, Shadow Mother, you have so much power waiting inside. You know, the things that I feel empowered to do on the other side of this loss, it's almost like having no fear. Now, look, I have fear about plenty of things. I worry about my son all the time, but when it comes to my career, my accomplishments, and what I'm capable of, there's very little fear there. Because, Shadow Mother, we've been to the darkness already. We've been to the woods, and compared to that, not a lot feels scary once you've healed from it, once you've learned to claim those gifts. So it is 100% possible, I promise you. You are strong, you are wise and compassionate, and I know that you've traveled a ways down this journey already. I'm simply here to help you complete that journey. So if you are a shadow mother, come join us. This is going to be a beautiful way to wind down the year. You know, right now, I'm recording this podcast in August. It will probably launch in early October. And October, this is the time of moving into the dark part of the year. It's a time of releasing. So energetically, this is the time to do this work. The year is getting quieter. We're winding down. It's time to move inward and do that deep inner healing so that when we move into spring in 2022, we're ready to blossom. And I want that for you, Shadow Mother. I want to see you blossom in full power with all of your gifts ready to bear fruit, because it feels so good once you do. I mean, coming out of my experience, even being able to start my business and show up and speak authentically about what I've been through, I mean, I get messages all the time from people thanking me for talking about this, thanking me for being open and honest and vulnerable, because they feel all of those things inside. They've just never heard anyone say it before. And that's why I'm here. That's part of my work in the world. And a key part of stepping into your power as a woman, as a mother, as a leader, whether you run a business or not, is feeling embodied, feeling comfortable in your body, feeling comfortable in your gifts, and knowing the ways in which your soul has been polished, because your shadow initiation, it's a crucible. It's shaped you in a way that has given you your unique flavor of gifting. And it's up to you to claim that and then to use it, but it's very accessible for you. I won't lie and say that the process is quick. I won't sugarcoat it and say that it's easy, but it's possible, it's potent and powerful. So check out uncorporette.com/shadow mother empowerment. Either come join me yourself or share this with a mother who is a shadow mother, because chances are she needs this support. She needs to be witnessed. She needs to move through her own healing, and she's ready to claim the gifts that lie on the other side. So sharing this, if you're not a shadow mother, is actually one very powerful way you can show your love. You can send an email that's as simple as, I listened to this podcast and it touched me. It made me think of you. Check this out if you think it might be supportive. I love you. It can be so simple, but even just showing up that little bit to see the shadow mother, even if her loss is many years old, she will appreciate you deeply for that. So I'm going to close. Ooh, there was a nice clap of thunder. That's perfect timing. We're going to close with one little tip, which is, shadow mother, start viewing your loss as your initiation. And if you're not a shadow mother, look at the shadow mother's loss as an initiation. It's a portal that she's walking through. It's a crucible that is heating her the way that metal is heated. It's melted her down, and now she's being shaped into someone else, something else on the other side of her portal. We change the narrative around loss so that we can empower the shadow mother. So my love, your loss is your initiation. It is painful because the things that change us most are painful. But it's also going to empower you when you are ready to claim those gifts. And I invite you to do that with me this fall. uncorporette.com/shadow mother empowerment. I want you to join. I would love for you to join. I've made the price point incredibly accessible. I probably will never offer this with this level of support for this price point again. It will cost thousands of dollars in the future to get this level of support. So please, please, please come do this now. And in the meantime, go ahead and listen to the rest of this series we have. The next two episodes coming out are all about healing and then celebrating you, because I want to help you now, whether you work with me or not. So my loves, shadow mothers, other mothers, non-mothers who are here to support the mothers, I love you all, and I'll speak with you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being